Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxer. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing is here talking. God, what a great show.
Yeah,
just
awesome,
talking
man.
About tuna. We haven't even delved into, like you say, rock cod or yellowtail, calico bass, all that kind of stuff.
Well, like you said, that was the coolest part about that their operation is they go fishing for fish and whatever it is and whatever you want to go do.
Yeah.
And, you know, Big Bluefin is absolutely awesome, and they're some of the very best in the whole business at it. But it's trophy hunting, you know, and
right.
if you want a day of yanking and cranking and beach fishing or whatever it is, they do that too. And just, a rad day on an extremely rad platform. So, yeah, this has been a very cool show, and still lots more coming. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. We got another full hour. 213-432-1090. It's been a busy morning on the phone lines. We literally only have one open phone line. We were full going into the break and someone dropped off. So if you want to get a shot, an open phone line right now at 213-432-1090 or text the show. Lots of great text rolling through. That text show option is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. So just download the app, shoot your questions over to Brandon, and we'll read them on the air and giving away a killer prize today. Somebody's going to win a brand new custom handmade Anza fillet knife at the end of the show today. A killer, killer prize.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting.
It's time for the catchboard. Hey, want to check out Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including those two new sizes, the Stealth Hooks, the number 2 and 4 Nautilus, perfect for those finicky yellowfin and bluefin, from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, you'll have that choice and the confidence that you're getting the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Brandon, and Pete. Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah,
good to be back. Good to be back among the living, for sure.
I'll bet it is. It's so nice going here. So, guys, we got some nearly perfect weather on this beautiful post-Thanksgiving weekend. Looks like our big Northeast is done, thank goodness. Man, that was the real deal.
Ooh, yes.
And we're left with clear, cold, and calm the next few days. Gotta love it. So on the outside there, with things being the way they were the past few days, that Cortez and Tanner sector, you know, between the holiday and the weather, not too much reports here, but we got coverage now, and it's not going to take long, I'm sure. But I'm guessing with our stable weather, good conditions on the bank there, and squid also on the bank to keep them well fed. Those tuna fish will be biting soon enough. So, like I said, there's coverage, and we'll be getting some reports here later on today. So shifting gears and moving inshore, the squid situation's really looking good this year, much better than this time last year. Bait at Santa Cruz Island up north there, the county line's been really steady, you know, that deep hole sector, more scattered throughout the bay, and it's also starting to show up outside of Long Beach here, which is very pleasing to me for various reasons. But that 150 zone's got some bait at guys jigging daytime squid a couple days ago out there, so that was kind of interesting. And then, like always, that live squid and fresh dead squid really gets those big sand bass and calico bass biting. And a perfect example of that is, I was just getting my early morning update from Danny from Fish Dope just a few minutes ago, and from last night, and this is up in the bay, and this is a direct quote, they were whacking those big-ass bass on the live squid there. So well said, Danny. And then also down here off of Long Beach, water's clean, cool, but stable, and good bass fishing down here. Now, these guys were fishing the plastic low and slow close to the bottom there, and doing really well on the sand bass and calico bass on some of the inshore structure. And then also consider at this time of year, because of the squid that's showing up and the good water conditions we got along the beach here, is local sea bass. That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow, making the first trip of the winter type season, looking around. And, you know, the setup right now, and obviously you don't know until you go look around. And I've had no reports of local fish at all, but that's doesn't deter me a bit. But conditions feel really good, and I can't wait to go poke around some of those late fall, early winter spots and see if anything's holding. So that's this week's report. Good weather. Probably biting fish in lots of places when you guys get out there to check it out, and we'll have a little more for you next week.
Yeah, I like it, man. It's good stuff, man.
Stable weather.
Yeah, fishdope.com, and that's the spot. I mean, Danny and Jeff and the boys have been doing such a great job of keeping people informed about what's going on. That's how I lived vicariously while I was recuperating there through fishdope.com, watching what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And, Mark, with all this squid I've been reading about on Danny's been posting fishdope.com, it could happen this year, right?
You know, every year is different, as you well know. But the setup looks and feels different than the past few years. I mean, we're definitely seem like we're in a little cooler phase, and the squid like it, and the sea bass like it. You know, last year, coastal sea bass, I mean, there were some fish caught, but nothing like, you know, we normally see. But it feels good right now. And just looking at the beach and looking at the water conditions, man, it's clean. And then, like I mentioned, stable. You know, we've lost our summertime water temperatures. That's fine. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, 62, 60, 57, 58 even, as long as it's stable. You know, the fish don't care all that much. You know, they adapt. And once the water cools down and gets stable, they bite just fine.
Yeah.
Fishing a little different, and the places are a little different, but they're still biting.
We'll take it. So, well, how do we find you, Mark?
We'll take it. Well, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Balsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And then the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, I'm just so glad to hear you're feeling better.
Thanks, man.
No doubt.
Running marathons here soon, I hope. Well, I don't know about marathons, but I'll be hiking.
Yeah,
I'll be doing some hiking for sure. All right. Hey, very good. Thanks, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll
Thanks,
see you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, very good. While we're waiting for Marcos, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Brandon Nelson.
You got it. We got a lot of great phone calls and a lot of great texts to come in to get through. Bruce from Pacific Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Pete.
Thank you.
Got a question. If you have a group of guys that want to go out and fish for rock cod, where do you go, Brandon?
Aha.
Exactly. Where do you go, Brandon?
Yeah, exactly. That long?
Yeah.
That's the question. It just depends on how long of a trip you want to do and whether you want to fish kind of U.S. waters or Mexican waters. We do both, and we have great spots in both sides of the border.
I know we kind of joke about it, but, I mean, you have provided your customers on, like, I mean, just some unbelievable rock fishing. I mean, you know, Colinette-style fishing close to home and easy to deal with. And, I mean, same deal. Like, what a cool, you know, late season, whatever type of trip to do. I mean, it's not drop a squid strip down and catch a 12-inch rockfish. I mean, you've provided some really cool cod fishing for your customers.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone likes to go fishing. We love bottom fishing, rock fishing. So we have lots of great spots around the islands, below the islands, off La Jolla, anywhere there's a good patch of structure, hard bottom, can provide great fishing. You just got to find those reds. They're not always on the same patch of bottom.
They move a lot.
They
don't
do.
They? Yeah.
They do.
And and that's a nice thing about where you are is that even during the January, February closure, you can go down to Mexico and still catch.
We can run just to the islands, or we can run down to the Finger Bank. We can do all sorts of stuff in a matter of minutes and hours.
Yeah.
Is your quality of electronic more important, or your knowledge of this spot more important? I don't know how I'm asking that right, but, like, do you catch more of your fish based on what you're seeing while you're looking at hard bottom, or do you provide these great trips because you've been doing this a long time and these are the stones that always kick out your fish?
I think it's a mixture, but more the second part. We got a dozen spots that we know hold reds at times, and we'll just hit them until we find them.
Connect the dots.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're holding them, sometimes they're not.
They
right?
are, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a couple different patches of hard bottom to find them, and when you find them, you just got to stay on them.
You have some secret baits that you use or
no.
anything?
No, it's your standard stuff.
Standard stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You know, one thing I'll mention, too, if you didn't hear already, that they lowered the limit for vermilion red rockfish to 4 in California waters starting in 2022. It's 4. Oh, my
God.
I
know, right?
I mean, went from 10, then to 5, now to 4. And then on coppers, which I think we call those chuckleheads, is that right?
Uh-huh.
1, right? Jeez.
Is that in the southern zone, though?
You know, that's a good question.
And I don't know that either. Don't sack them up on me. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it is. But, yeah, that's going to make – that's why if you get to fish in Mexican waters, we're in a little better shape there.
Yeah.
So, 5 and 5, boys. Keep coming.
But I'm sure that Fish and Wildlife is going to be a stickler about using the –
Declaration forms.
The declaration points. So,
gotcha.
So make sure that you have those declaration forms
on ball, dude.
On the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockfish closers, you know, knocking at the door. So.
Yeah. So we don't want to go there. Definitely. All right. Hey, great text. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text. And this is a very valid, good question. This is from Jenny from the Bay Area. She has a good question on behalf of the ladies in terms of accommodations on your boat. What options do you have if we need to use the facilities? She says she's not shy of a bucket or the swim step, but just curious about accommodations for
good,
the ladies.
That's a great question. Totally.
Sure. This particular boat is not equipped with a head, so we are a bucket or
you're
over the side boat.
But you have an inside where you can kind of go.
We can arrange that.
Yeah.
It's a nice bucket, too. It's a Yeti.
It's a Yeti? Oh, it's a Yeti bucket. Yeah.
High-end, man. That's a high-end bucket.
Yeah. You're covered, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a fishing boat.
Yeah. All right. She's, like she said, she's not shy.
Yeah, exactly.
We have quite a few women on the boat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's another one, too. Is like this is from Kennedy R. He wants to know what's your peak season for the boat. And your favorite season, the highest demand season, when do people want to go
fishing? That's a good question, too.
That's a great question. Our peak season, I'd say, for us and in terms of San Diego sport fishing, would be kind of May to November. And anywhere between there, we're running 4 to 5 days a week during that time. My favorite time of the year is typically the fall, just because the weather's nicest. The early fall this year, it was windy.
We got
chipped on our October this year.
Yeah, right? Typically, that's my favorite time of the year to fish is October. It's still hot. There's still lots of stuff to catch. This year was a little bit different.
A normal October is flat calm, and you have to really decide, like, man, do I want to work for it and probably go catch trophy bluefin, or do I want a super fun day of driving down and finding an unlimited number of kelps and catching yellowfin and dorado and yellowtail? Like, that's the decision process in October. Should be like, do I want easy small game poppers cast in action, or do I want to go blast off and try to get a 200 pounder? It shouldn't be like, man, do I want to go out in 25 knots, or do I want to wait and see if this fish is still going to be there after it blows for 3 days? Like, we had an unfair October this year.
Yeah. And then November, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, we're making up for it, you know, with this good fishing, but still, like, it was not the norm
no.
this year.
It was a windy summer, I'd say. I mean, talked to a lot of people, and in my opinion, there were more rough days than there were nice days.
Yeah, totally.
That's why you're on that big.
You should see what it's like back in the old days if you remember back that far. when you were a small center council guy like the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Michael. He's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
I was listening when you were talking about the bluefin amassing underneath your bait. And some time ago, I painted all my flatfalls and my bluefin rigs. I painted the hooks blue so they wouldn't be as noticeable. You think that's a valid concept and worth doing?
I don't think it hurts. I mean, these bluefin are tough, and they have big eyeballs, so they can see a lot of things. Anything that gives you a little bit of an advantage is definitely worthwhile.
I agree with exactly how you said it. Like, I know that that's not going to hurt your game any, whether that makes a difference. I don't think you could draw the answer. So if you're, you know, if you're doing your rigging and you're at home and it takes you an extra minute, sure. Well, I mean, why not? I don't think it's probably not a necessity thing, but it for sure isn't going to hurt a thing. So yeah, do it, man. All the every little trick you can, every little thing you can
you
put up your
know.
Sleeve is going to help.
Know.
Hopefully you go on a day when those things are biting nails and there's the perfect, you know, 10 knots of breeze and there's just enough texture that none of it matters and they're biting. But you know what? Sometimes those days aren't there, and you'll be glad that you put the extra effort in that you did. Whether it makes a difference or not, or you just fish that much harder because you got the confidence, that doesn't make a bit of difference. But if you're putting everything into it, you're going to get it back out of it.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk this time to Dan, who's calling us from National City. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, yeah, it's Jim.
Oh, sorry, Jim.
Hello.
How dare I? My apologies.
No, Jim.
My bad. I'm asking for forgiveness.
No, nothing to be sorry about. Hey, a couple of things. And the first thing I wanted to touch on, another great show, by the way. But the first thing I wanted to touch on, you know, Pete, I had my hip done 7 weeks now. And the thing with that pain thing, I was talking to my son about it the other day. We ice that thing 3 or 4 times a day, Pete. I don't know, but I'm a firm believer in
ice. Works.
And
I've been doing that for sure.
yeah, but you know, like I said, 3 or 4 times a day. But and my pain now. You saw me, Pete, before my operation. I could barely walk. My pain threshold, I literally have no pain. My flexibility is not, you know, real good, but my pain is actually eliminated after 7 weeks. So I feel
great.
Very
nice. Good to hear, Jim.
But, okay.
Good to hear.
Yeah. I'm tickled pink. I went fishing with
Tommy
P.
Yeah, you even went fishing with Tommy P. I know. That was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going on the San Diego or the Liberty or Steve Peterson's boat here next week. So anyway, what I wanted to ask your guest or even Rick, on this yummy flyer, like if I am on the Liberty or the San Diego or on Steve's boat, can I drag that yummy flyer on my own trolling rod? You know, because that boat's covering a lot of ground. And can I skip that yummy flyer out there, or is that not that technique? Not possible.
Green?
Yeah, I would say really to do it properly and effectively, it needs to be pulled under a kite just to get that thing skipping properly. It's gonna, if you don't have a kite, it's not gonna get the right angle there. It's gonna dig and do all sorts of weird things. Yeah, you really need a kite to do it effectively.
Yeah. Did you fish much of the yummy flyer this year? I didn't hear a lot of people catching fish on the yummy flyer this year.
There was definitely some fish to be had on the yummy, but more times than not, for us and what we were doing, it was just easier to get set up with the dead flyer
or California. Yeah.
But there was a time and a place for the yummy for sure.
All right. And hey Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Mm-hmm. Glad you're feeling better. Appreciate that. When you're fishing your kite, and are you fishing kite and balloon or straight balloon? What are you fishing?
You know, we fish a kite and a balloon 90% of the time, and then if it's a light wind scenario, sometimes we'll fish straight balloon, or we'll fish a kite and a balloon, and then another balloon, what we call a helper, which we place right where the clip is on the kite line. Just helps give more lift to that clip where it's pulling the bait down.
Oh.
So
you'll actually fish 2 balloons on one line?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when it's super light wind?
Super light wind. It just helps get less drag out of the water, get that bait, or get the pull the kite clip up a little bit.
Oh, okay. So right where the clip, clip is, you'll attach
another balloon,
another big balloon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you got some serious helium out
there. And you're going out there, you're spending the time, you're burning the fuel. You want to be able to present the bait as best as possible, however many opportunities you get.
A good tip. How do you attach?
That's $100 in helium and balloons.
Just the helium alone, yeah. How do you attach that balloon to the clip? You just use a rubber band? Or?
So what we'll do is we'll either tie like a piece of a Dacron straight to the nipple and then kind of tape it so it's kind of, I don't know, protected. And then we'll put out like 30 feet of line, tie it to a clip or a a snap swivel and then attach it to the line that way. That way we can take it off, too, if we want to.
Oh, yeah, okay. Totally.
Yeah, and you a lot of times will get it back then, too.
Yeah, we always get that one back. Oh, more times than not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Unless the fish does something crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because that's not that's not attached. That's attached to the kite. Not,
attached
not,
to the kite,
not,
exactly.
Not the
yeah.
Line. Yeah. What a great tip.
Now, what about kite clips? You know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people like different things. You know, the old school, I guess you'd say, way of doing it was, you know, you wanted that kite clip as light as possible, so when the fish ate it, it just the clip came free and you're winding in that slack, and it seems like evermore, you know, guys now like a super, super tight clip, so the, you know, when the fish is ate and the bait is swimming away from him, he's physically pulling the kite down, thus creating drag and keeping the hooks in him better. What do you like when it comes to the kite clip?
We fish it all the way button down.
So tight as it can.
Yeah, so we, until we have to reel the kite clips to the boat to pull this fish out.
Yeah. And the theory behind that is that
it's just, yeah, just keeping that fish, that angle of the line hooked better, and just gives us.
So when he's swimming away, there is no slack. He's now pulling against the rod and reel and the kite. Like he's having to physically swim the kite down to the water. So there's a lot pulling on him, keeping the hooks in him real good.
Yeah, and that's worked for us. I mean, obviously we pull hooks occasionally, but very frequently.
Yeah, okay.
Very infrequently we pull hooks.
Right.
Yeah. And if he misses it and it falls out of the clip, it's game over. Right.
Another point.
So that's another thing that we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So then it's a whole 10 minutes deal, reel everything up, send it back out.
Right.
And sometimes the window is, you get one shot of these things sometimes.
Right.
So you want to have your bait out there.
Yeah. And you use the AFCO kite clip.
Yep, AFCO kite clip.
Of course. Better.
Nothing
better. Yeah,
well, we had a great text come through. This is from Gary in Lawndale. Great job. Really enjoying this show. I have a lot of my own favorite gear. Can you please talk about the gear that you do or don't supply if you're going on a yellowtail or a bass style trip?
So like I said, we're a full service boat. We provide everything you need for whatever type of fishing we're doing. We have
all Shimano gear.
All Shimano reels. We use mainly CalStar rods, but then we have Shimano bass rods and stuff too. But
wow,
yeah, all top of the line gear.
Nothing but the best.
You're spending the money to fish with us. You're going to get top of the line quality, top of the line customer service.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well said, man.
So you don't need to bring anything but your foul weather gear and your lunch.
Yep. You walk on the boat. You need a fishing license, your gear or your clothing, and your food and drink.
Wow.
We provide everything else.
Everything else is provided.
Perfect.
Wow. Rigging.
Rigging, top of line rigging, like we said, really good buddies with the guys at Fisherman's Lane Tackle Shop. They take
care
of
those
us.
You know those guys?
Yeah, just a few of them. Just a few.
That's cool. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's caught us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everyone's having a good morning today.
Yeah.
Morning.
Hey, so Christopher, I'm looking to pick up. I've got a Fathom 32 speed that I'm looking to put on a bait stick. I'm looking for like about an 8-foot, 40 to 50 pound bait rod that's not going to break my wife's bank when she gets it for me for Christmas. What would you recommend?
8-foot, 40 pound bait rod for me that doesn't break the budget would be a CalStar West Coast 6480. It's just the. Man, we always say the same thing. There's no such thing as a do-everything rod and reel, but I think that's as close as you could possibly get to it. It's 8-foot. It fishes 40-pound great. It's an all-fiberglass rod, so it's not too terribly expensive. Uses a traditional ring guide, so the component cost is down. The material cost is down. It's long
and
enough.
It's a CalStar.
It's a CalStar. It's long enough you could throw a jig with it. The tip is plenty soft enough that you could fish live bait with it. You could yo-yo fish with it. I mean, it is the most do-it-all general purpose. It's the F-150 4x4. You know, you could do anything with a 6480. You could pull on a 100-pound bluefin if you needed to with it, and then the next day you could go to the Coronado Islands and drop or loop a 4-ounce torpedo sinker and wind up a sand bass. It's a great rod.
Do all.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's why you want CalStar.
That's my thought anyways.
Yeah.
And with that said, if you want the budget is allowing for more, they now make it in a couple of different versions. The 6480's been around forever.
Sure.
They make a GG 6480, which is the same rod, but
graphite,
it's got a graphite core in it. You could go the graphite route and do like an 800 heavy. So lots of great options out there, but picking one, budget minded, no doubt. West Coast 6480.
There you go. Hey, perfect. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into them. This time, talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wanted to ask Brandon about fuel strategy. With your three Verados, you know, if it's a charter, do you know, you know, and you're going to go where you need to go, are you planning out your fuel? Like, do you hold a lot of fuel? Because, man, you're going so fast, but maybe you get there and not very long. So
sure. Yeah, curious. Great question. My boat holds 500 gallons of gasoline on three different tanks. So 99% of the time, we have a center tank that holds over 300 gallons. I'll run that thing pretty much full when we leave the dock, and there's never been a time when I've ran the center all the way down. So we always got plenty of fuel to go wherever we need to go.
I was blown away. We were talking after the show that your boat is very fuel efficient for three outboards and cruising at 40. Like I was shocked that you make similar numbers to any other skiff that would be fishing with a single outboard.
Sure, yeah, it's a high performance double step hull. We're 1-to-1 at 40 miles an hour, which is makes it
for three engines.
Yeah, triple 300 Verados.
Shoo.
She's
that's basically what we get. You know, we're like 1-2.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Awesome.
Like, yeah. I was blown away. I think that's so cool.
No, super efficient hull. Yeah, Yelton makes an amazing hull.
Yeah, they ride good. They're efficient. They look good.
Yeah.
It's a great boat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls, more texts and questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about a place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. I'll tell you what, post-Thanksgiving, you're a little sick of turkey by now. Get on down to Point Loma Seafoods right now. Go get your family still in town. Go get one of those party platters.
Totally.
And sushi and smoked fish and, you know, the gourmet shrimp. I mean, nothing better than a party platter from Point Loma Seafoods.
You want to be a hero, show up with some calamari sandwiches. That place is so good.
Yeah,
man.
And everything, we call it the freshest thing in town because it is. Because if you want to go have some fresh fish tonight, I mean, they have, you know, fresh halibut, fresh bluefin, fresh swordfish, fresh salmon. I mean, the array of fish that they have year-round at Point Loma Seafoods is mind-boggling.
And if you've got family in from out of town, this is, I mean, look at outside the world headquarters here. It is a perfect bluebird day. Go down to Point Loma Seafoods. Go get a, you know, get your crab sandwich. Go sit up on the deck up top. Get a cold IPA. You know, like do the San Diego day. Get them some shrimp tacos and do the San Diego experience, because it's such a great spot to sit and eat on that top deck at Point Loma Seafoods and watch the whole fleet. It's a great spot. San Diego to the core.
Take the relatives to Point Loma Seafoods. They'll talk about it all the way home. Right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take for example the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Gulloan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. Having a great time here this morning. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Go by the Crossroads of the West Gun Show at Costa Mesa today and tomorrow to see Don and Heidi at the Anza Knives booth. They're going to be there with several show specials, including their top-of-the-line filet knife series. It's happening right now at the Orange County Fairgrounds today and tomorrow in the Anza Knife booth. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information.
Yeah, and tell them you're a Let's Talk Cookup fan when you go by and say hi to Don and Heidi over there at the Crossroads show, and they always like hearing that, for sure.
Totally.
Hey, a lot of questions about crimping, especially coming through on our text, which you can only text through the Let's Talk Hookup app. What crimping tool and parts would you suggest? I was just asking a buddy. I have several flat fall knife jigs, so wondering what tool and parts by brand name. Are there higher ends? Are there cheaper stuff? If you want the higher end stuff, what do you suggest? Brandon, you have ideas?
Rick's going to know more than I am about the brands and stuff. Yeah. Okay. I just use the regular.
We sell two at the shop, a regular one and a high-end one. The regular tool, I think, is mass-produced for a lot of companies. The tools range from $25 to about $40. The one we carry is from a company called Bill Fisher. But, like, you see the same tool in different colors. Like, I think that there's probably one factory overseas that probably makes it for a lot of people, and they put their names on it. And that tool is perfectly fine.
The high seas.
Yeah. I always equate it to, like, it's like buying, and then our high-end tool we buy from Jankai. It's just an HD crimping tool. And I always equate it to, like, buying tools. You know, you can buy a Harbor Freight tool, and you can buy a Snap-on tool. And that doesn't mean that you're dissing on a Harbor Freight tool. It's going to do 90% of the jobs all the time. If you're doing a lot of rigging, sure, that the Jankai HD tool that runs you between, you know, $80 and $100, it's the nicest tool out there. It's what we use. It's what we do all of our rigging with, and it's just nicer. Like using a Snap-on socket would be, but it doesn't take a $90 Snap-on socket to turn a bolt. You know, so the $25 to $40 tool that you can find all over the place, it's great.
Standard
high C. Let your budget dictate it, and go from there. If you're not doing a ton of rigging, don't think that you need to go out and buy a $100 crimp tool. And you know what? If that's well within your budget, it's a great one. It's that blue-handled HD Jankai crimping tool.
Yeah, okay. And Brandon, is that the one you have?
Yes.
Yeah,
the one you have. I didn't even know it was Jankai. But yeah. Yeah, whatever they suggest is what we
that's
use.
That's the one you got.
Yeah.
And when are you a double barrel or a single sleeve?
We're double barrel.
Double barrel, yeah. I like those double barrels.
Yeah, yeah, it's clean. Nice. It looks clean. Nice.
And you can
black,
fit it. You know,
yeah. Stealthy.
Yeah. And you know it fits, right?
Yep.
When you put that line in there, it's
good.
Like, okay, if it's not the right one, you get the next size.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like that, too.
For sure. All right.
There was another question that came up about chafing gear on our text,
right.
And he just said, what does that refer to? And, Brandon, you could maybe give us a rundown. Like, what when somebody talks about chafe gear, what is that?
We're just talking about where the kind of you make the loop from the crimp, that piece right there, that piece of mono or fluoro, whatever, we put a little piece of whatever tubing it is just to protect it from wear, chafing, whether it's connected to a swivel or a hook, whatever is kind of pivoting off that
so that loop. Hook or swivel that's in the fish's mouth or whatever, when it's rubbing back and forth, it's now rubbing on the spring,
yeah.
Or it's rubbing on the tube,
yeah.
Instead of the mono itself.
Yeah, I mean, it would take a lot for that to rub down that, whatever it is, mono or fluoro, but just that added piece of tubing just gives it's just more peace of mind.
Totally.
And when you're when you're crimping a swivel on, are you using a big heavy duty swivel, or are you using a smaller light, is it like a lighter swivel? What
in terms of when you're
fishing the kite and balloon type of thing?
We use pigtails for our main swivels on our kite rods.
The pigtails where you wind them through.
Yeah, yeah. Just
ultra heavy duty.
Ultra heavy duty.
And those are heavier, but they're
a little bit heavier.
Yeah, but they don't they don't weigh your kite down.
Yeah, I don't think so. And it's just when you're connected to that fish, you can put some heat on
yeah.
it. And know
don't
that
have to
nothing's
worry.
Gonna fail. You're either gonna pull the hook or you're right. gonna break his face.
Yeah.
Something's gonna fail
that
before
swivel,
that.
Yeah.
That swivel is not gonna break.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, your equipment's not gonna break. Something else is gonna
something
break.
Else, yeah. yeah. There you go. Especially if you use Intellica 50. Right?
Yep.
yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You right? got it. Well, they are packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through, 213-432-1090 is the number. Let's talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to have you back, Pete. My question for you guys is on a Talica 50, what rod would you match up with that?
Sure, that's a great question. What we use for our kind of kite setup, Talica 50 to a CalStar 765 XXH. So it's a heavy rod. We fish a 200-pound wind on that one. So if there's good wind, good conditions, we're fishing that heavy stuff, get it all out of the water, and that's what we prefer.
Does it have roller guides or just straight?
No roller guides. Yeah. Ours has a Winthrop butt, but it's not necessary. We just like to kind of put it back and forth depending on if you want to fight the fish in the rod holder or on the rail. Just an added luxury.
Explain a Winthrop butt.
A Winthrop butt is the butts that it's kind of those, I don't know, what's it made of, aluminum?
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum butts that kind of like notched, and you can pivot it between a straight butt or a bent butt.
You can make it either a straight butt or a bent
yeah.
butt. Do you fight the fish mostly on your boat as a bent butt in the rod holder, or do you have a lot of people stand up?
I mean, so if we'll fish it, it depends on if the person's fishing the rod when it gets bit. We'll usually leave it in the rod holder until we get it out of the clip, and then from there we kind of go to the rail.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Same deal, skill set of a person.
Yeah.
Like I'm assuming somebody that's, you know, doesn't have that, you could put it in the rod holder
exactly.
and drive the boat away from it, and they could turn the handle, or somebody that's real savvy, you can probably put them on the bow and they can railroad, whatever.
Exactly.
You know, that's the beauty of a boat like yours,
yep.
is you get to treat it however it's going to be best for the guy on the rod and reel.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, that's cool about that fishery is you can make it that way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you could take a person who has never caught a fish before, and with tackle as good as what you're describing, you attach that to a 200-pounder and low gear and
yep.
rod holder, and you using the boat to help, you know, keep everything tight,
mm-hmm.
anyone
yeah.
within a half hour can be taking a picture with a dead 200-pounder
yeah.
on the boat.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You could have a super skilled guy on the rod and reel, and you guys could be dead boating and rail rod and everything, or whatever is
whatever.
In between those
yeah.
two.
Yeah, that's the pleasure in it is either putting someone on their first fish and coaching them through that fish of a lifetime, or having the guy catch another one.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Whatever it is, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So when you're connected to a big one, are you moving the boat? Are you driving the boat?
Typically, I don't like to.
Okay.
Just because
you keep it in neutral.
Yeah. So if we have a group on the boat, or if it's just us and our friends, we'll fish and get bit. Those engines are coming up on the back, and we're putting another bait out there.
Ah.
Just
okay.
So that guy can walk totally around the boat without us having to move it, and we can effectively fish another bait.
Oh. Okay.
So
all right.
Just try and get doubled up.
Trying to get doubled up.
Yeah.
And so you've had four on at once.
We have had four on.
So and out of that four, how many did you get?
We got all of them.
Got all of them.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. That was,
and they're all big ones?
Yeah, that was our best trip of the year. We had 10 between 140 to 220.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
What did the boat look like coming home?
It was, yeah, we were heavy. We were weighed down.
Yeah.
That's so rad.
What time of the year was that?
That was September.
September.
Cool.
Yeah. Out of the bank?
Yeah, right when it was on the inside of Tanner there, the first week or so that it got out there
uh-huh.
and got situated out there. When that stuff, when it starts getting situated out there and you're the first couple of boats on it, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That gets me fired up.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
How do you handle fish processing?
Yeah, so fish processing on our boat, in terms of big ones, we recommend you always to process the fish for big ones. And what we do is we'll gill and gut it on the boat, and then we'll deliver the fish to the processor for
wow.
us.
Oh, that's cool.
For our guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And then any kind of small game fish, same deal. We will we'll deliver to the processor, or we'll fillet those on the boat for you. It's up to you guys.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
But if you get a big cow, that's what was going through my mind. You get a big cow, and you're high five, and you guys worked your butts off, and you got two of these big ones, and you know, and you fish till dark to get them, and then by the time you get home, and it's now dark, and
yeah.
you know, you hate to say it, but the last thing you want to deal with is now we got this fish and the processors aren't open. So
yeah, so that's one of the great things is
we have
a good relationship with the guys at Fisherman's Processing, and they'll always take our fish. So just because of the relationship with the landing and everything, it's kind of part of the deal. They'll take our fish, and we deliver it there for you so you don't have to deal with
man,
the fish.
Man, that's
and
awesome.
Nobody does it better.
Yes, sir.
That's a great service.
Yes,
like you say, that's not not everybody shares that ability to do that. That's that's really cool.
You must carry a lot of ice.
We do carry a lot of ice. Yeah, we carry a lot of ice.
Next boat, maybe a chipper, huh?
I wish.
All right, let's go back in the phone.
You got another call from Escondido. This time, Kevin. Kevin's called us from Escondido. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. How's it going? Hey, I just wanted to check with Brandon and see what he thinks of the health of the kelp in the local San Diego area, if it's coming back or what he's seeing and what do you think, how do you think things are going to play out? Is it going to help the fishery?
Great question. We fished a lot of local trips this summer, and we drove up and down the coast quite a few days, fishing local calico bass and rockfish and stuff. And the Point Loma kelp, it looks fine. It looks great. It looks healthy. La Jolla looks like it's coming back a little bit. We had great calico bass fishing in Point Loma and in La Jolla this summer. So, I mean, I'm by no means an expert on the kelp or anything like that, but by what I see, it looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah. And we're certainly in a, not a cold, but we're for sure not in a hot water year either.
Definitely.
Cooler water year is always better for kelp production and things like that, which it sure feels like we're going into. So,
definitely.
Yeah, I'm
and the health of the calico bass, with you know, since they went to the 14-inch size line, is certainly good.
Yeah, we had.
Calico bass fishing this year has been good. I mean, I haven't been following it as closely, but I mean, I know that just the half day boat at a Fisherman's Landing, you know, and I just know that from being in there, like
still good.
They have had really, really good late season local calico bass fishing. I mean, there's been November days that look like they should have been July and August.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, fly line sardine fishing, nice big calicos on the half day boat.
Yeah.
There's, I'm with you. I think the health of our local fishery is in really good shape, and phenomenal offshore years sure don't hurt that either. You
Definitely.
Know, the load gets lessened, you know, and there's still great fishing for the guys that are fishing inshore and taking advantage of it, but you spread everybody out doing different things.
Yep.
That sure doesn't hurt the ball game either.
Just look at all those big ones the sports barbers catch, dude.
Uncle Al's got it going on,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
For sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
I had a text come through. This is from Nick in Chula Vista. Wanting to know about spinning rod and reels and if Brandon could recommend a good rod that he thought would you'd be able to teach the kids with, but also still enough for us to land some larger fish on offshore kelps and things like that.
Sure. Yeah, we have spinning rods on the boat for people that prefer them or for new anglers. We fish a Thunnis 4,000 CI4 for live baiting.
Okay.
With just either like an 8-foot Terramar or an 8-foot graphite or a Graftech.
And so those that don't know, the Thunnis is like the upgraded version of a bait runner.
Sure.
It's like a higher end version of a bait runner. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, man, we've fished two seasons on those things and no issues. So
great reel.
Great reel.
Easy to use.
Caught big yellows, Dorado, small tuna.
Yeah.
Just a good overall reel.
And they're light because that CI4 is a carbon fiber body so that they weigh very little, but they're still smooth and they got good drags.
Yeah.
And again, not too terribly expensive if you were wanting to buy one. You know, I think they're in that $300 world, maybe even slightly less than, but a very good spinning reel, you know, smooth and you know, long operation. But you, like you said, you have that bait runner feature, so and still enough that you could cast a popper and catch
Definitely.
A tuna on a kelp and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Another good text wants to know what kind of sonar, side scan sonar and up and down meter you have and transducer model. Because you must be good because you see a lot of fish.
So on the Yellowfin, we do not have a side scan sonar. We just use our traditional up and down, which is a B275 LHW transducer, which is honestly one of the best transducers ever made. Paired with our sounder unit, which is a BSM-3 from Simrad. And we've got that thing dialed in pretty good. It paints a good picture. We can tell what's what. In terms of sonars, I've operated a Furuno CH250 on another boat, and the bigger boat that I'm running now actually has a Furuno Omni sonar.
Wow.
Which is the crazy one.
Is it?
It's an Omni. It's a pulsating sonar, so there's no sonar lag. It's always showing you 360 what's around the boat up to a couple thousand feet.
Wow.
How difficult is it for you to look at things on that Omni screen and then
and then not have it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, obviously you kick some serious ass with your operation. No doubt about it. You guys do a fantastic job. But how when you run the big boat and you have all the electronics at your disposal, and then it's like, man, I love to have that thing right about now.
Yeah, I mean, those days when the fish are, they're not up, they're not showing, they're down deep or whatever, there's not a lot of visual signal, the sonar makes all the difference. You're able to see fish that are out 1,000 feet to each side of the boat. Oh man, there's a school that way. Let's go that way. Let's all right, stand by on the kite. Let's walk our bait that way. Just get it that way. And more times than not, you get that thing over the bait, over the fish. It's like clockwork.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that Simrad system that you have with that transducer, that V275.
V275 with the sounder unit. Yeah. And
you get it dialed in, you can see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you really know what you're looking at, and it's easy to use, which is great.
That's the key.
The most user-friendly system I think available. Yeah. If you can make a phone call on your iPhone, you could do everything you need on a Simrad. How about the speed? Does speed affect things? I mean, I'm sure you can't, look at it when you're on 50 knots, but like what is it? The step toll and all that stuff, does it negatively affect it? Is it just no difference because the sonar's in the right place?
Yeah, sonar. So on that boat, the sonar, it has a sonar pocket above the steps, so in front of the steps. So all the air is on the back part of the boat.
Got it.
The sonar is always reading clean water, which makes a big difference. That thing can read bottom at 40 miles an hour.
40?
Wow, kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
That's sweet.
Well, let's try and sneak in another call, Ricky.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Michael, who's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, you guys already talked to me. I paint my my hooks blue, so they don't reflect.
Roger. All right, Michael, we appreciate you hanging in there with us. Our apologies. We'll jump back into the phones and talk to John. John calls from Upland this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Glad you're back, Pete. Can you touch on, Brandon, can you touch on your prices?
Sure. Right now, our prices for a full day, kind of offshore trip, your local trip, kind of targeting yellowtail Dorado, yellowfin tuna, is $2,800 for the boat. And then our bluefin special, we go wherever the fish are, everything included, is $3,450 for the boat.
And that's for up to six people?
Up to six people, yes.
Yeah. And that's everything. That's baits, that's helium, that's $30 flying fish and $100 balloons. And
the only thing that does not include is your fishing license, crew gratuity, and whatever food and drink you want on board the boat.
That's awesome, man.
Still, for that operation.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, that's really reasonable.
Exactly.
Let me just tell you what it costs to put fuel in our boat to do that. Like, I don't know where the money is to be made. But
so you do an offshore trip, to Tanner, it's a little over $500 a person. Is that work works? $600
for right now for this boat. Things may be changing in the future.
Oh, are they talking about an upgrade or something?
Possibly.
How do you go up from a 36 yellowfin?
That's what I told myself when I bought the boat. I'm like, I'm 36 yellowfin, I'll never need anything other than that.
Yeah.
Well, that's changes.
I'm excited to see.
It's called a boat, right? It's a disease.
And I've got it worse than anyone.
So how does one get a charter with Lucky Bee Sport Fishing?
Yeah, so you can find all of our information online, luckybeesportfishing.com.
You have your own website.
We have our own website. All of our contact information is on there. You can also find me on Instagram, Captain Brandon Nelson. Those are the two best ways. Shoot me a DM or shoot me a call or text, as well as email. I'll get back to you.
Now, are you fishing? We're kind of in the winter mode now. Are you still fishing?
Yeah, we're fishing. So, I mean, the great thing about our boat and our operation is it's turnkey 365. So we've done all of our off-season maintenance already for a couple of reasons. But the boat is ready to go at all times, and if I'm in town or whatever, we'll take you fishing.
Beautiful weather next week. You want to go calico bass fishing, rock cod fishing.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Catch a load of the fishing, the stuff he posts on Facebook, Instagram, with the reds that you catch. I mean, God, man, you have the spots.
That's kind of how we're trying to differentiate ourselves from some of the other different operations. Is there's a lot of great operations. Everybody does their thing great, and what we try to do differently is we do a lot of things, and we do a lot of things well.
Yeah.
So that's what we're more about.
Yeah, and you're not afraid to make the run to wherever it may be that you need to go.
Weather's nice, we're going wherever the fish are.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And going quite fast.
Yeah. And with very good gear and with very good personnel and with it's a premium. That's a premium trip.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing thing. So So next year you may have a new boat. Is that what you're saying, maybe?
There's a possibility.
We're looking into it?
It's always possible.
Yeah, we're exploring the options. We might have the opportunity to purchase a little bit bigger boat. Obviously, we'd have to get rid of the one that we have now. But, yeah, we're a premium operation. We're trying to give the best experience possible for our customers. And there's nothing wrong with being a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
I like
your
style.
Yeah, but that boat is amazing.
Yeah,
no doubt. Right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a dream boat for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And when we bought the boat, I'll never need anything more than this. This thing's amazing. But as the business grows,
And you've got a great following clientele, too, right?
We do. We have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of people that fish 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year with us. Yeah. Which,
and you think about it, I mean, versus owning your own boat, and you go with Brandon on this rig, it's like...
That's what I'm trying to say. Like the all of the cost that you don't think about on a trip like that, that's where the value is so much in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, it's easy to think about the big one, fuel, and fuel is crazy expensive. But, I mean, it's, you know, those baits that he's talking about are $30 a piece. You know, to fill up a helium tank, it's getting in that $400 to $500 world now. Like, clips and things, like, there are so many, you know, additional little cost things that, like, you're right. I mean, it really is a value when you're talking at the level that Brandon's providing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're providing experience, and comfort and convenience is at the top of it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, I dig it. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Tricks are going fast.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show. Crazy the 2 hours went by so quickly. A great having Captain Brandon in here. Big congratulations, the winner of that handmade Anza fillet knife going to Kevin in Escondido. Kevin, congratulations. Nobody makes a knife like Anza. You are going to love it.
Yeah. Thanks, Brandon. It was awesome show.
Really good,
and so much good information. And, man, I want to go fishing with you.
Yeah.
This sounds like such a perfect operation. And, again... Lucky B Sport Fishing.
Yep.
Where's the name come from?
back in high school when I just started fishing, people always on the docks, oh, you're lucky B, you're always catching fish. Just kind of stuck
with
lucky
you.
Lucky B, lucky Brandon.
Yep.
All right, very good. Well, again, somebody wants to book a trip with you, how do we do it?
LuckyBSportFishing.com. We've got our contact information, email, text, call, whatever works for you guys, or find me on Instagram, Captain Brandon Nelson.
Captain Brandon Nelson. Yep. All right, well, good job. And, yeah, I can't wait to watch that video of the sport fishing television.
Sport fishing television.
Yeah.
Homecoming, that's the one on YouTube right
now.
That's
the one featuring your boat.
Yep, and then the next one will be in the spring.
Yeah, it's a great way to get to check out how beautiful this boat really is. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, Pete and I gushed over it for the 2 hours, but I mean, it's a beautiful rig, and get to see it in that show.
Yeah, we get to see it sometimes here from the world. From the world headquarters when he's pulling
and
in, picking up passengers.
We see just about every morning. We always, oh, yeah. Brandon.
There goes Brandon. He's going out. Yeah,
yep.
For sure. All right, Brandon, keep up the great work.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Good luck on the next trip. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Christian for manning the boards and the phones, and thanks to Adam for manning the app and all that he does for us. And we will be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., right here on the Mitre 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert, will be here, and he's got lots of gifts he's giving away too tomorrow. So Bill's always the wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing on the surf and all the good tips and techniques on that. So that'll be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right back here, Mitre 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.